Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
It's time to talk to Casey O'Riordan from Today FM News, because we've heard a lot about how Ireland's the only country in Europe to have as strict a lockdown as we're entering into, well, you know, midnight tonight. What are the other countries in Europe doing? Casey's on the phone now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you? There's a lot to be dealing with, because I suppose everybody is taking it, you know, slightly differently, taking a slightly different approach. Why don't we start with Italy, Casey? Because that's kind of where it all kicked off for us Europeans. What state are they in now?
Yeah, well, I suppose in Italy they're really seeing cases skyrocket. Like, you know, last Saturday they recorded their highest ever number of cases, which was 10,925. But just the next day, they broke that same record with 11,705. But despite kind of them having their highest ever cases, their measures aren't as severe as the Irish reaction. Now, obviously, they have a lot bigger population and all that, but we had our highest daily case numbers recently as well, and we've kind of approached, you know, level 5 lockdown. So they're kind of still going at it in a way to try and avoid a lockdown. They've put an action plan in place, but it's quite mild. Like, public spaces will close at 9, parks and public squares only access for people trying to get home or go to work. Restaurants and bars can stay open till midnight, and then they previously, after 9 o'clock, it would have to be table service. They moved that, so after 6 o'clock it has to be table service. But gyms, swimming pools, shops, they're kind of all open with the regular restrictions. Schools can stay open, but older pupils are going to have a staggered start time and do a bit more kind of lean towards remote learning. But it's very mild compared to here.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, because remember when that was at the epicenter of the pandemic, you know, particularly in areas of northern Italy, I think it was Lombardy.
Lombardy, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they were having to share ventilators and make awful decisions of, you know, basically who's going to live or die, who do we hook up to the ventilator and who do we not. So to go from that extreme to something that seems so lax for us is quite interesting, and would suggest that maybe they have increased their hospital capacity and ICU more than we have.
Potentially, yeah, but I just think it's really shocking to read that they're having their highest ever cases like we are, but their reaction seems very mild. They're still very much in the, I suppose, let's try and avoid another lockdown, whereas I suppose the Irish government has just gone for it.
We did see during the week images of the French police on the streets, because they've got a curfew in 9 of their major cities, obviously including Paris, and there are fines for breaking the curfew if the police do catch you. How are France getting on?
Yeah, so like they've imposed, as you said, the 9 cities including Paris. It means 20 million people have to be home between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And if you have to do anything during this time, like you have to go to work, if you come home from work, if you have to go to the doctor, walk your dog, if you have a dependent relative you need to check on, you need like a certificate to go out and do that. And if you break the rules, there's a fine. Like, we're bringing in fines here, but there's a fine of €135, and repeat offenders can be charged up to something like €3,750. They're kind of seeing the curfew as the only way to avoid a lockdown. They had 32,400 cases reported on Saturday last alone. But those measures are kind of being really highly criticised by, I suppose, even local restaurant owners. They kind of just don't really see how it's going to work. It seems to be impacting on the restaurant trade, but how is it really impacting on suppressing the virus? Is it really an effective way of doing it? How many people are kind of going out between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., you know, Monday to Friday? So it's an interesting approach.
Let's look at Wales, because I think people might know that parts of Wales are treating the virus very differently to the rest of the UK. What's happening there?
Yeah, so the Wales is kind of actually entering a lockdown from Friday. It's only a 2-week lockdown, not like ours, going to be 6 weeks. So everyone will be asked to stay from home. What's different to here, though, is schools will close for 2 weeks. So I think they're utilising the midterm break and extending it out to a 2-week break. But interestingly, not all students will just return to school after the break. Primary schools and special schools will come back, but secondary schools, only some years will come back, and some will do another week of remote working from home. So there's that difference there. It's not something we've taken on board here, but all essential shops will close, their pubs, hotels, gyms, hairdressers, all very similar to here. And then the Welsh government actually issued specific advice around Halloween, which I think people were kind of calling for here, I suppose, up until level 5 was announced, when it was kind of very obvious that Halloween just isn't going to happen. But they've, I suppose, said, you know, people cannot attend Halloween or bonfire night celebrations. And interestingly as well, they've specifically said they cannot travel around Wales at all during the midterm break. They have to just stay at home.
And how does that differ then from England? They've a 3-tier system, isn't it?
Yeah, they have like the three-tier system they brought in. So regions are effectively zoned either medium high or very high alert. Now, I'm just going to look at the very high because I suppose that kind of compares mostly to level five. So, and it just, I suppose, it just to say, it's such a, it's so interesting to see how fast moving this story is. Because when I was kind of researching all this yesterday, I actually had to update this part this morning because as of yesterday, Liverpool and Lancashire are the only two that were on very high alert. But now Manchester is going to join them from Friday. So they kind of have obviously a myriad of measures. They say that people can only socialise indoors with members of their household and or people that they've formed a support bubble with. So this is obviously a term that we're going to be very familiar with now going forward because it's coming in this evening. So a support bubble by the UK standard is where a household with one adult joins with another household, and then households in a support bubble can visit each other, they can stay overnight, they can visit public places together, and informal childcare can be provided via childcare bubbles. So Ireland is bringing in something similar tonight. Yeah.
And I know the Mancunians aren't happy about it at all. No, most of their local politicians were giving out stink that
the mayor was, wasn't he?
They were being forced to lock down and were resisting it as much as they could. But I think they just legally have to play ball with it.
And lots of us holiday in Spain. What are Spain doing at the moment? Like, because they're approaching a million cases.
Yeah, exactly. So they are considering new restrictions, including possible curfews like we've seen in France in the harder hit regions like Madrid. So several Spanish regions have kind of toughened coronavirus restrictions in the past few days, I suppose, in anticipation of about to hit a million infections. And even between Friday and Monday, Spain had nearly 38,000 cases. Like, it's massive numbers.
Yeah.
The Spanish health minister said yesterday that if they were to impose curfews, it would mean invoking a state of emergency. They don't really seem to have pinned down exactly what they're going to do, but people living in Madrid specifically have been warned that tougher restrictions are on the way and that it will be for 3 weeks minimum. There's already restrictions in Madrid, like you're only allowed to enter or exit the city to work, go to school or for medical grounds or other pressing reasons. Gatherings both indoors and outdoors in any setting are limited to six people. Restaurants, bars, cafes aren't allowed to serve at bar. They're reduced to 50%. They have to close early. And then, interestingly, face masks have to be worn in all public spaces, indoor or outdoor.
No matter how hot it is as well.
And like listening to all this, Casey, you know, as severe as their restrictions sound, they seem to be more short term than ours, and they seem to be less strict, even though their cases, particularly in Spain, are seem to be spiraling out of control. So it just begs the question for a lot of Irish people, why are we being so strict on ourselves?
Well, I think the whole thing with the 6 weeks, it was in recognition, if you remember even back in March, so many times we were told, oh, it's for 2 weeks. And then they'd come back and they'd be like, oh, it's for another 2 weeks. So I think that they're just maybe leveling with people and being like, look, this is going to be a 6 week thing. So get on board. So maybe that's just why our messaging has just been more central. I think even with Wales, if I'm not exactly 100% certain how bad their cases are, but like 2 weeks maybe just seems really light. And maybe after 2 weeks, they might have to go again for another week.
But is this this because of our creaking health service more than anything? If we had a load of ICU beds, or certainly relative to our European neighbours, would we be doing things differently?
Yeah, well, there's an argument for that, but I've been at loads of HSC briefings and they have kind of beefed up things, but it's not as simple as, I suppose, adding ICU beds. They make the argument that these need a team of 20 highly qualified special ICU nurses and doctors, and it's just not as simple as kind of opening up a ward to add ICU beds. Now, we have loads of surge capacity, but that means we're cancelling COVID care. So it's a real balancing act, and I think, you know, we just kind of have to get it right. So this, the idea is to suppress the number. So 6 weeks is where we're going.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I suppose at the end of 6 weeks, and as you said, at the end of 2 weeks in Wales or other restrictions, in December, we'll kind of know, you know, who did it the right way for their particular set of circumstances.
Think of what's happened over the last 7 or 8 months. It doesn't look like anyone got it right, no matter what they did.
Yeah.
Even the Sweden that people keep waving around.
Yeah, not at all.
The best golden child in the class. But it just looks like this virus is mad, no matter what
you do. Casey Reardon from Today FM News, thank you so much for all that work on that. Really appreciate it. That's how we're faring against all the other countries in Europe.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.